Music director Bohuslav Ratay will enter his seventh season with the El Paso Symphony on September 20th and 21st. The Universitara Guitar Quartet will join EPSO to perform an El Paso audience favorite, Rodrigo's Concierto Andaluz, for four guitars. The Concierto Andaluz was written by Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo for the Romeros, also known as the Royal Family of Guitar. Here to tell us about the upcoming season and this concert is music director Bohuslav Ratay, or Bo, how we like to call him.
Bo sounds great, yes.
Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Fun to be here.
So 7 years in El Paso.
Is this seven or eight or six? I don't know. I really can't keep up.
Well, the press release says seven.
Feels like yesterday. Let's put it that way.
Okay, good. Good. So you're not tired of us?
Not at all.
Okay, cool.
Not at all.
Well, it seems like you've been having a good time in those 7 years, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, great people, you know. That's always, they make it fun. You know, when you have good friends around, it's always a lot of fun to hang out, yeah.
So four guitars, why did you decide to do this one?
You know, last semester, this was before the summer this year, I spent some time working with the orchestra here at UTEP.
Oh, cool.
Because the conductor who usually conducts, he had surgery, so he couldn't conduct. So they called me in to fill in, basically,
that
for
one
semester.
That must have been amazing for the students.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, let me tell you. I mean, it was a little different from my schedule that I actually had to be here every day, which is not, you know, kind of when I conduct the big symphony, let's call it the big symphony, the El Paso Symphony, we do a whole week, and then we have a little bit of time off, and then we come again. But this was more on daily, you know,
so
schedule.
So was that like 9 to 5 grind for you?
Well, yeah. I'm not used to it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But I got to know the guitar professor, and he has friends in Mexico, and he asked them to come up to do the quartet. So that's how it kind of started, you know. Plus, you know, Rodrigo is Rodrigo. Everybody loves Rodrigo.
Everybody loves Rodrigo,
exactly.
Which is why I was, I mean, it's clearly an El Paso favorite. It's clearly a hit.
Yeah, yeah.
And those are things that you just know. So it's a matter of, is this the right time?
Yeah, and it was premiered in, I think, San Antonio in 1967 or something like that. So, you know, there's a connection to Texas as well. And since Hiram is a great guitarist, we decided to, you know, to put together a quartet and do it with the orchestra.
This might be a silly question, but your orchestra will accompany them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The El Paso Symphony will. The piece is written basically for four guitars and an orchestra. So we're going to be the accompanying part of it. You know, they will sit in front of us, all four of them. And we are the background band in this case, we can say. And I'll try to direct it, yes, to make sense
of
it.
Yeah, how do you direct guitars?
You don't really direct concertos. You make sure that everybody is listening to each other, especially to the soloists, and we just kind of follow along, you know.
So you just stay on time and hit your
moments. Try to, you know, make sure that it's all together and everybody knows where we are, but the focus is obviously on the four guitars in this case. Never done this piece before, but I heard it many times, but never done it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
So what else do you have in store for us? I know you did ABBA a while back for your
That was fun. I was there at the gala. That was fun. Well, in this concert, we will open with Handel's Fireworks, music for Royal Fireworks. And believe it or not, it actually was written for fireworks.
Awesome.
I don't think we'll do any fireworks outside or inside, you know.
Maybe it'll coincide with the Chihuahuas game or something.
What's actually really cool about this program that we'll do three pieces. It's the fireworks, then Rodrigo, and after intermission, we'll do Brahms Symphony No. 1, which is also called Beethoven Symphony No. 10, because he had to live up to Beethoven No. 10th, and people call it number 10 of Beethoven's. But it's his first symphony, and it's interesting that all pieces were written in three different centuries. The fireworks is the 1700s, Brahms is 1800s, middle, then Rodrigo is obviously middle of 1900s. So you get to experience music from three different centuries.
So what's really the connection there?
I would say the time, the period, is connection there. And we really wanted to open, you know, with some fun music. It's going to be the overture to the fireworks by Handel. When it actually happened, I think it was 1749, it was to celebrate the end of the war, right? And during the fireworks, lots of things went wrong. I think some people caught on fire, actually.
Oh, wow, okay. So it wasn't like a little
It was
glitch.
About 12,000 people there at the celebration.
Jeez.
They had to pay to get in. And then one of the army soldiers actually lost his arm because one of the fireworks went wrong and blew off his arm.
That's not gonna happen here, right?
That's why I was saying we are not going to do any of it. But we'll play just the overture, which is really cool because it was originally scored for just a big band. basically what, you know the American band kind of thing, when you have oboes, bassoons, trumpets, no strings. And then later on, for Inside Concert, Handel rescored it also for strings. So we will do the new version of it with strings. It's not a long piece. It's about 8 minutes long, but it really represents, you know, the era from the 1750s.
It sounds like a good time.
Oh, actually, it's a great piece. It's a fantastic piece. And people love it. You know, people really come to hear just that piece, believe it or not.
No, I can see it, because it's like, you know, you're giving folks a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool.
Yeah. And then the Rodrigo, it's going to be the second piece on the first half with the four guitars. And after intermission, Brahms Symphony No. 1, which is a masterpiece too. You know.
How do you create your season? Like at what point, or time-wise, when are you thinking this is what it's going to look like?
Yeah, that's tough to figure all that out. This season, what we are trying to do, we are trying to collaborate a lot.
Yeah.
And somebody put it, I said that, but they put it into print, said, when we run out of collaborations, we'll figure something else. Right? But we are collaborating with the Tomlin Institute. We're going to do Shostakovich's 7th symphony, which is called the Leningrad. It's a war symphony. And as we know, Tom Lee was a correspondent for Time magazine, show, you know, bringing all the images and pictures. And we will be showing some of them actually during the performance.
So it's going to
be really cool. So there's a collaboration right there.
And that'll coincide with the exhibit that's at the museum.
Exactly. So as you can tell, there's a lot of timing that you have to put together with all the other organizations. So it's very tricky to put it all together. We will collaborate with UTEP Choir as well in February.
I like that you call it, I think you're calling it Songs of Resilience.
Oh yeah, that was a pretty good title. Then we have a Night at the Met.
Mm-hmm.
Met is a metropolitan opera, so you will hear, audiences will hear a lot of singing, choir, and the best of the best, basically opera. That will be in February. We are collaborating with Pro Musica again and Zool in January. There is one more collaboration that we are doing. I can keep up with all of this. So
you just gotta go to your website. Just go to check out EPSO and you'll see it all there.
That's right.
So if there's anything that you want people to experience when they're at a symphony concert, what is it that you want folks to walk away with?
Well, some kind of a emotional movement, you can say. If they have been moved by the music that we produce on stage, I guess we did what we were supposed to, you know. There's always going to be audience members that say, well, this was too modern for me. It didn't do it for me, you know.
But it's hard. You have a room full of thousands of people.
Sure.
Not everybody's going to like everything.
You have to cater to all of them, and that's why the season is very colorful, you know, so everybody can find something to like.
Right.
And yet you have to also in some ways educate the audience to, and I don't want to say educate, but to open their eyes to something different.
But you all do that with those talks before the concerts.
Right. But the music speaks for itself, so they need to hear it. Not just talk about it, but they need to hear it.
I agree with you, because good music, you just feel it in your bones no
Correct.
Matter what,
Absolutely.
Regardless of what it is.
Exactly.
So do you get that tingly feeling every time?
Oh, yeah, when something really goes. Well, it depends on the music, and it depends how it's performed. And it gives you the ends on the tingling
That's
thing.
That's my favorite feeling.
Yeah, that means when you have that, it means that it's somehow touching you, yeah. Which is a great feeling, of course.
Do you remember what piece or like of classical music gave you that as you were starting your career or maybe even thinking about
There were many. I mean, there's so much great music written, you know. I mean, for example, the end of the Shostakovich Symphony No. 7, the Leningrad, which is, like I said, a war symphony, when the whole orchestra starts playing at the very end, you know, you kind of feel the bombastic, the pride of the people that they are winning the war. Oh, that will give you the tingles right there.
You can't not have a feeling. And if
that's
you don't
right.
feel something, then something's wrong. I mean, that's the true test, right?
Yep.
Who are we kidding here?
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else you want to say about this upcoming season, your 7 years here in El Paso so far?
Just come and join us. Come here and maybe, you know, you will get some of that emotional tingling in your back.
I can almost guarantee it.
Yes, it usually happens when the music is so good that it does happen, yeah.
All right. So if you want to feel the music, feel it beyond just feeling it, attend any of the concerts. But for sure, the four guitars, I mean, it's
going to be a lot of fun. Yeah.
It's a hit. And we're not lighting people on fire, so that's good.
Right.
Today, so, right.
Women's dresses caught on fire, apparently.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing any of that.
We've got sprinklers and no fireworks.
It's actually pretty interesting to think that they were trying to do a real fireworks in 1750. Think about it. I mean, it's just like...
I mean, they were going big.
Yeah, when I was reading about it and trying to kind of learn about it, I was like, how the heck did they do that? I mean, what 1750, they were doing fireworks, so it's pretty cool.
Well, now we know. Now we know.
We'll play the music for it.
We know how to do fireworks, and we know how not to do fireworks.
Right.
So you figured out a lot in between those years.
3 centuries, yes.
Today, my guest has been Bohus Laferte. He's going to kick off his 7th season with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra on September 21st and 22nd with 4 guitars and some virtual fireworks. If you want to find out any more information about the symphony's upcoming season, just check them out online. Everything is there. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.